RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Well, for a little more intrigue, I'm going to share a story with you about lethal hindsight. I'll just give you a little bit of the beginning and then tell you what happens with Lauren Chandler, an ophthalmologist trained in the United States, gets involved and intrigued because of her epidemiological discoveries and the fact that she's willing to split the paradigm beyond the usual cataract surgeons. So Walter is on a mission in Amsterdam carrying his anvil canvas bag. And he's just ended a phone call with his girlfriend, and he's recalling the fact that he had a conversation on the phone with a man he was supposed to meet with an American accent and a German cell number. That was 4 a.m. The nameless man ran him around to go to different places and was told never to open the anvil bag. And that was something he picked up in a decaying Czech hotel. It was a special package. Unbeknownst to people, it came from North Korea. He was told again not to open it. So he's waiting outside of a tobacconist shop on the Marlinskada and expecting a phone call. But he's thinking about his wife very nostalgically and decides to open the bag, his anvil briefcase, and pick out a picture of his wife and look at it. He then closes it and waits in front of the coffee shop. So he's getting a little tense. He knew that something was happening, and he's waiting for someone to meet him or contact him. For the first time since he graduated from the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business, his tragedy thrust him into this obscure and unexpected line of work. He was doing this last job for a German friend. He hoped to retire after this last job. So not taking his eyes off the street, he typed in the code and looked at the bag. Walking down the street was a lady who was staggering down the street. He had no idea if this was part of the whole issue of the whole program. And she's walking down and from the gloomy shadows and she bumps into him and starts soliciting him. She offers for $20 what she can do, etc. Then as she steps in front of Walter, he heard the airy sound of a silenced bullet. The woman lurched to the side, a puff of smoke rising from her jacket just below the armpit. Walter pulled his gun from his back, but before he could get off a shot, the woman fell into his arms. The gun fired, the errant bullet striking an awning across the street. A pinpoint flash of red targeted. The laser blinded his right eye. Walter reacted quickly, intensively jerked to the side. His head whipped around, but a shot hit him in the arm. It spun him around. He reached for his gun, but the man was walking towards him. He tried to raise his gun and aimed at the man, but his muscle did not answer his command. The gun remained at his side, held by a limp and lifeless arm. The approaching footsteps quickened. The red light, now clearly shining on his forehead, was replaced with a Fennec-sized hole, announced by a strange, hollow thwunk. Walter's head snapped back, and of course, as you might expect, he passed. The man picked up his case. One would recognize the ring and the face and even the distorted voice over the phone if Walter had been living. The new case's owner walked into the night. A dark red stain flowed from beneath Walter's head down the street, trickling into one of the local canals. This was the beginning of the passage of that North Korean formula to go to a second-rate German industrialist who always had visions of fulfilling his father's past Nazi glories. He and his board members of a second-rate chemical company decided they were going to get into the cataract industry. And through this novel, we see the development of an increased rate of cataracts in two places around the world, Bonn, Germany, and Metro Washington, D.C. And of course, our protagonist, Dr. Lauren Chandler, trained at Hopkins and an eminent physician, and got her extra degree at the National Institute of Health in epidemiology, was one of the first ones to pick this up. And she and her father, who was a senator at the time, were recognizing strange things happening with the American military. So we had this concurrence of a formula, an incidence of cataracts, and an issue of the American military and geopolitics between Germany, the United States, and possibly all of Europe. And as she investigates it, as her wont was, she realizes she gets deeper and deeper and starts to even be endangered in her own life. She does have a friend who helps her to a certain degree, but the attempts on her life become numerous. And even on a vacation scuba diving, one of the tanks gets changed so that it no longer is an oxygen-nitrogen, meaning a nitrox combination, but had helium in it. So it was not very effective for giving the breathing requirement necessary for moderately deep diving. The story continues and unfolds in unusual ways, but it's about the eyes. It's about cataracts. The reader will learn all about cataracts. We'll go through cataract surgery. We'll understand why they're intraocular lenses and how the science has developed. But it also will be spun around a lot of other information in terms of the geo-ocular lens implant company and a lot of other favors that have to be given. And the conspirators are not too obvious in the beginning. Lauren Chandler will also be involved in other opportunities where there's mind control through the eye and through the brain. She will end up researching at some point where we see in the brain, which is not where most people and even most ophthalmologists recognize you see. I don't want to give that away to you in case you read this series of books, which I have written. Lethal Hindsight is the first, Last Sighting is the second, and the third is almost complete. My goal is to provide not only a thriller and entertainment, but to educate the listener and the reader about what goes on into the visual process, while the mind works, what is the latest research? And it's easy to do that while spinning it with some medical thrills, with some treachery, some seductive activity, disguising who the good men and the bad men are, the thought of fathers and sons, and whether to fulfill your father's dreams or your own, etc. So writing novels is an interesting way of expressing information in a very casual way. I recognize when I wrote the Eye Care Revolution book that people aren't going to read this book unless they're in trouble. So why not treat them to some information in their own living room or bedroom while they're reading something that is casual and gives them some insight into becoming a medical detective? Because that really is the goal of The Wizard of Eyes, is teaching people to be a medical detective. It teaches you to think about what is common, where simple answers can deal with complex problems, where you can look for a cause and not just treat symptoms, which is often done in medicine. So it's important for people to know how to take care of their own health and be a medical detective. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, The Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sleuthing along with me. And stay well. Look forward to having you.